Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside Girls basketball coach Craig Burns after a nice bounce back win against Holton. 52-32 was the final score. And Coach Hill, your overall thoughts on the win?
We kind of went over some defensive responsibilities. We saw some things with coaching staff. We saw some stuff that we really wasn't locking in. You know, we was kind of not getting over that extra step to block off guys and things of that nature. So we kind of worked on that in practice, and that seemed like it really kind of helped us out in this game.
Absolutely. Coach, do you feel like you guys were playing with a different level of fire after that loss from this past week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was great. Well, you know, practice, I mean, a loss is never really great, but it's always a learning experience, and it was nice to see how some of the girls, how it affected them. You know what I mean? If you lose a game and it doesn't affect a player in a certain way, to me, there's something wrong. And we had a lot of girls come up to the coaching staff individually, you know, just, hey, what can I do? What can we do? And, man, when you, as a coach, when you hear that, you know, that's really good. That's really nice to hear.
Coach, now you guys are in your final week games. You have two left coming up on Friday. You guys are at Perry LeCompton. Your thoughts on what the cause has done this season?
Hey, the girls, man, when I look at their team, I say, man, they're tall. You know, they're really tall and athletic, and seem like we have sometimes some issues with that because of long arms, and we're not blessed with, you know, we have one tall young lady, but the rest of us are kind of, you know, not as blessed. So sometimes, you know, that length gives us trouble. We just have to try to figure it out to do what we need to do, especially on offense. But, yeah, they're athletic, and we got to be on our best games to pull out this victory against them.
You know, Coach, you guys have pretty much locked up that number one seed in sub-state. How important is it to have that home game in that first matchup?
Very important. You know, you always feel comfortable at home. And move into sub-state, you really want to get off to playing well, because every team can pull off the victory, you know. So we want to play at home, get comfortable, get things rolling, and then move up to Horton, hopefully, if we are blessed to do that.
And before sub-state, you guys take on Omaha Central as well. That will be this upcoming Tuesday. And, Coach, I mean, that's going to be a big game for you guys, I'm sure, is going to be the top two teams in the league. Not playing for a league title, unfortunately, but expecting the crowd to show up and show up for that one. Should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yes. You know, we're focusing on Perry LeCompton, you know, one game at a time. And for sure, you know, in the horizon, there's Omaha Central. We kind of... we are looking forward to that game for sure. We want to get this Perry LeCompton game under our belt, and then as soon as that game is over, and hopefully we'll come out victorious, then we will shift our focus on Omaha Central, because, you know, as they say, all hands on deck. We're going to need that, for they're a very tough team.
Absolutely, Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you again next week for our final edition of Locker Room Chat.
Hey, appreciate it. Hate that it's coming to an end. I get to talk to you every week, but appreciate what you guys do for Northeast Kansas sports.
That was Riverside Girls Head Basketball Coach Craig Burns here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentists.